Good morning and welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. My name is Ruthie C. I am so excited to join you this morning. It's Thursday, or as I like to call it, Friday Eve. And I am very excited this morning to welcome Jared Lowe, who is a Grants and Special Programs Coordinator for Santa Rosa County. Good morning, Jared.
Hey, good morning, Ruthie. Pleasure to be here with you.
I am so grateful for you coming in this morning. It's nice to see you in person. It still is like a treat
when absolutely
people see people in real life and in real time. And we are here this morning to discuss the CARES Act as it pertains to Santa Rosa County.
Yes, the CARES Act.
The CARES Act that we keep hearing about, and we hear, you know, different updates, different information, and we're here to clarify some of those questions that people may have and just kind of provide the background and the most recent information and also maybe a little bit of what's coming next.
Absolutely.
Awesome. So what is happening currently with the CARES Act situation in Santa Rosa County?
Right. So Ruthie, I think it's probably important to take a step back and let's just answer the very basic question. What the heck is the CARES Act? We hear about it on the local news. We hear about it on the national news media. What is it? So, of course, the CARES Act was the nearly $2 trillion stimulus package approved by the House and the Senate back in March, signed into law by the President on March 27th. Most people are familiar with the CARES Act because of the stimulus payments that a lot of Americans received. But the CARES Act also set aside money to go to state and local governments for the cost of responding to the COVID-19 pandemic. So the CARES Act allocated money to the state of Florida, and then the state of Florida later decided that county governments would be the vehicle to distribute those funds in a way which best benefits their individual communities. So once we figured that out, Santa Rosa County began planning way before we even got a payment from the state of Florida to say, hey, how are we going to use these funds? What are the local needs? What are we seeing on the ground? So the county started way back in July with some surveys, some public information meetings, a lot of questionnaires, and just generally asking people, how were you impacted locally? We can read on the news and see what the impacts are across the country, but locally, what's going on? And so we got some really great feedback. We had some public meetings with 70 or so people show up, which is always a treat when you can get that many people willing to give their input on what's happening. And so the county immediately began putting together plans for how we were going to allocate the money. And then a few months later, we actually received $8 million, a little bit more, to be able to put towards the needs of the citizens as it relates to responding to the pandemic. And so we're aware that there are individual needs out there. Folks that have lost a job or they've had a reduction in hours, they still have bills to pay. So we worked quickly to put together programs to help pay for rent and mortgages. We have money out there to pay for utility bills that you might be behind on if you lost wages due to the pandemic or to the economic fallout because of the pandemic. There's money out there to assist with pretty much a variety of needs. Food is one of those, so some folks may have trouble accessing nutrition. So we partner with some local food pantries and organizations that make that happen on a day-to-day basis. And we said, hey, how can we supplement? How can we help you with the services you're already offering? So if anyone just, you know, quits listening to what I say in the next 5 seconds, what they have to know is we have partnered with the United Way and their 211 call system. It's a community-based referral system. So if you have any needs pertaining to your bills, if you need food, any type of assistance, call 211. Just dial 211. Tell them you're a Santa Rosa County resident. They serve Escambia as well, but Escambia has some separate programs set up. So if you're a Santa Rosa County resident, tell them you're a Santa Rosa County resident. Tell them what your needs are, and they will point you to the resources that have been set up. And so that would be both the resources that the county has helped supplement with CARES Act dollars, as well as resources that are already available in the community.
What a, like, just a powerful partnership. But so 211, United Way, you're going to get directed to the right resources. And what would it take if someone is calling in and does need some assistance? Is there a certain type of documentation or some sort of like verification that, like you said, this has to be related to the pandemic? Is that right?
Right. And so it depends on the program. For example, we have another program set up that I failed to mention, but I think it's perhaps one of the most important. It's assistance for small businesses that have been impacted by the pandemic. And so each program is going to have a different set of documentation that's relevant to that program that would need to be provided. And so all of that information is actually on the Santa Rosa County website, santarosa.fl.gov. And then for the business side, there's a separate website set up. It's santarosaready.com. And so that's going to outline those documentation requirements, because I couldn't possibly cover them all and hope to have them all 100% correct on the air.
So true.
Right. But yes, you're absolutely right, Ruthie, in synopsis that we need to be able to show that there was a reduction in wages, lost income based on the pandemic. And so all of the required documentation is going to be relevant to that. And so we've tried to make it as easy as possible by outlining those documents on our website, so folks don't have to come in and go back home and go back and forth and try to hope to have everything right. There's no guesswork. We've laid it all out on our website. And then, you know, by partnering with United Way and the 2-1-1 system, that makes sure, you know, we don't have to guess about, well, do I go here? Do I go there? Just call 2-1-1.
And what are some of the frequently asked questions you have coming in? Are there some common themes emerging as you're trying to push this, you know, this information out to people? What are some of the things that you get asked the most?
So right now, I think the most frequent question I get is related to Hurricane Sally, because it's still on everyone's minds. And
yes.
So they say, you know, hey, my income was impacted by the pandemic, but then Hurricane Sally was just a punch to the gut. And so those are two separate issues that we have to kind of separate out in paperwork, but we know that people don't experience issues like that in a vacuum. You know,
sure.
These things tend to exacerbate the other symptom, and it's a widespread problem, right? So always call 2-1-1. If you have an issue that you think there are resources out there for, call 2-1-1. That's the main theme. And then as far as the hurricane itself is concerned, we are still waiting to hear from FEMA if FEMA will offer individual assistance. We don't know the answer to that yet. Unfortunately, we don't know if we will get that answer anytime soon. And so, you know, people keep calling and asking, is FEMA gonna cut me a check? We don't know. It's just plain and simple, we don't know. But there are resources out there in the community that are helping folks that have issues related to both the pandemic and to Hurricane Sally. So you can call 2-1-1. The county has a line set up specifically for the hurricane, if folks want to call that. It's 983-4636. 983-4636. That's a citizen information line. So if folks have, you know, damages that perhaps their insurance won't cover, they really don't know where to turn, they can call that line, and that's going to be helpful for the hurricane.
Very good. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. My name is Ruthie C. This is News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm speaking with Jared Lowe, and he is one of the Grants and Special Programs Coordinators for Santa Rosa County. We are talking about the CARES Act, but also, as you said, Jared, things don't happen to us in a vacuum. We've had some compilation issues lately where there was already a pandemic, and then we had a hurricane as well. And thank goodness for United Way. I know they are working so hard, partnering, really just forming these amazing coalitions of resources together. And so if you're interested in learning more about the CARES Act funding available for small businesses and individuals, 2-1-1. And if you happen to be listening and need some help with hurricane relief, that 2-1-1 is always a good place to go anyway.
Absolutely. And then, Ruthie, I think it's really important that we continue to harp on the small business grant. That program just came open on Monday. The application period went from this past Monday, the 28th, and it's going to go until October 16th, which is, I believe, 2 weeks from tomorrow. And so small businesses should certainly check out the website set up for that program, santarosaready.com. Businesses that can demonstrate they've been impacted by the pandemic that have between 0 and 25 employees, they could be eligible for up to $10,000 in grant funds. And then businesses with between 26 and 100 employees could be eligible for up to $20,000 in grant funds. And so that's money that's going to be available in the immediate future for what I think is really the backbone of a strong community, is our small businesses. So we implore folks, call 2-1-1 if it's an individual need. If it's a business need, please go to our website, santarosaready.com. You can also check out santarosa.fl.gov.
Very good. So that just became available.
Absolutely.
Monday. So that's
sure
new. And there are, I know when we, you know, back earlier this year, we were talking about PPP loans and those got snapped up real quick and that sort of thing. But this has trickled down from the federal to the state level and now to the county level. So there is money available. That's what you're saying.
Absolutely. This is a localized program. Of course, we have regulations that come from the federal government, but this is going to be a little easier than the PPP loans. You're not competing with the whole nation. This is a localized process. Yes. And set up specifically for small businesses in Santa Rosa County. And that's money that we very much want to move to help our small businesses that have been negatively impacted by the pandemic.
Absolutely. I agree so much that our community, our economy, small business is the backbone, like you said. I think it's also the heartbeat, because that's, you know, that's who sponsors your little league teams, and that's
absolutely
who you go to work every day. And just knowing that there are resources available, it sounds like you guys worked really hard to be responsive quickly and set these systems up in place so that people can take advantage of them. So if you're listening, we encourage you, please take advantage of them.
Absolutely.
And what else you guys have going on, Jared?
Man, you know, there's so much going on out there, and it gets easy to be confused by the volume of information. And so I just want to reiterate that if you have a need related to food, if you have a need related to utilities, rent, mortgage payments, or if your small business has been suffering because of the pandemic, there are programs available for you. There are funds available to assist you. So we implore people to go to our website, santarosa.fl.gov. If you're a small business, santarosaready.com, and call the 211 line. We would be remiss to think that everyone would go straight to the county government to find out how they can get help. But we want to tell you that we have these funds available. It's specifically to help you, and we desperately want to make sure our community is served in the best way possible.
And so since Monday, have you seen some success stories? Have people been reaching out and, you know, able to get some assistance?
Yeah, so, you know, Monday was when we opened up the small business program. As of yesterday morning, I believe there was somewhere to the tune of 120 plus businesses that were in the process of applying or had either completed their application. So we're hoping to get those funds to those small businesses as soon as possible, and that'll certainly garner some success stories. But we do know that we have been able to help residents that are behind on their mortgage. We've been able to help residents who are behind on their rent, behind on power bills and water bills. And so, you know, I hate to call it a success story because people are still hurting.
Yeah.
But I would say that we have been successful in helping the people that have reached out to us. And we certainly want that to continue, but that can't continue unless folks know what's available. So it's just, Ruthie, I've said it 100 times, I'll say it 100 times more. If folks have needs related to the pandemic, if they're hurting financially, they need to call the 211 line, and they need to go to the Santa Rosa County website, santarosa.fl.gov. We have assistance for you. We want you to be able to access it. And we've made it as easy as possible. When you go to our website, halfway down the page, there's a link on the left side with a big picture, and it says COVID-19 pandemic. There's a link there that says, do you need food assistance? Do you need housing assistance? And all that information is available for you. There's phone numbers you can call that are on the website. And we just want the information to be out there for folks to not get confused, to be able to go directly to the source and get the help they need as fast as they can get it.
Absolutely. And what is there any type of timeline around the availability of the CARES funding? Like, do you guys have to, you know, kind of distribute it within a certain amount of time?
Yes, you're absolutely right, Ruthie. So the federal language of the CARES Act itself dictates that CARES Act funds have to be spent by the 30th of December.
Oh, wow, that's going to be here before we know it.
I know, we're in October now. This is happening quick, right? You know, it felt like the first half of 2020 was so dang long, but now it's going by quickly, now, right?
Yes, we're definitely in a time warp.
Right, it's crazy. Like. But absolutely, Ruthie, December 30 is the hard deadline for when these funds have to be expended. That comes from the federal government. There has been some talk on a state level and even at a federal level to some degree about perhaps being an extension so we can use the funds longer. But to date, nothing has happened on that end. So we just have to operate on the assumption that December 30 is the deadline. So that's why it's been so important to the county and to the Board of County Commissioners to get these funds out there as quickly as possible, to get people the assistance they need as quickly as possible, because unfortunately we're working on a short deadline.
Yeah, so if you are thinking, maybe I need some help, maybe not,
Don't do that. Jump right in. There's assistance for you. It's available now, and it's on a short timeline, so we would hate for somebody to wait too long when these funds are available now.
And so if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This is News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm speaking with Jared Lowe about the CARES Act funding that is available in Santa Rosa County. Specifically, like we mentioned, there are other programs set up in Escambia County. But 211 is a great place to start if you are looking for some help with whether it's food insecurity or getting your utilities paid, rent, mortgage. If you're struggling and it's because of the pandemic, there's money available now, which especially if we don't get that extension and it has to be spent by the end of December, then just go ahead and reach out. And are there any other kind of frequently asked questions that you've had coming in, or is it just like a range, all kinds of stuff?
You know, Ruthie, it is a range. But I think one of the most important questions that we get is, because it's a pandemic, because it's a viral infection, we get people that call and say, how can I get tested? In the county, the very first thing we did that we got off the ground quickly was a partnership with Ascension Sacred Heart to make sure that testing is available and that the turnaround is fast in Santa Rosa County. That information is on our website, but there are two testing centers that operate weekly, one in Milton, one in Gulf Breeze. You have to call ahead. There's a number listed on our website. It's 746-2684, if anyone's curious. So if you live in Santa Rosa County, you feel like you need to get tested for COVID-19, 246-2684. And then there's two testing sites set up in the county. And those, I'll tell you, we're publicly advertising that there's a 48-hour turnaround, but I got the stick put up my nose a while back, and it was only a 24-hour turnaround. It was incredibly fast.
Hey, that's great.
Absolutely. So we're proud of that partnership with Ascension Sacred Heart. We're proud of the county staff and the Board of County Commissioners for having the foresight to get the testing off the ground quickly. So if you need testing, that's available in the county. We've also used the CARES Act funds to assist the school board, because we know going back to school is a concern for a lot of parents and students, and probably will remain a concern for some time as long as there's a viral infection out there. So just know that we've used the CARES Act funds in a variety of ways, you know, to try to make schools as safe as possible, to try to make the availability of testing and the turnaround time to be as best as feasible. And we're also, you know, ensuring that public facilities are as clean and as safe as possible, because folks, they still need to go do business. They still need to come in and get a driver's license or get a passport, whatever the case may be. So the county's work to make sure that our facilities are clean. And then, of course, Ruthie, we can't reiterate enough that there's assistance out there if you, on an individual level, have been impacted by the pandemic. If your business has been impacted by the pandemic, folks can call 211. That's a partnership with the United Way. 211 line will provide them with the information they need about the resources that are relevant to them. And then folks can always check out our website, santarosa.fl.gov. And for small businesses, santarosaready.com.
And with this pandemic, you know, I do not want to use the word unprecedented. I don't want to hear it one more time. But with that in mind, you know, if someone is calling, is there anything that is not covered, or the CARES Act is like, I know we talked about there's a separation between hurricane relief and pandemic relief. Have you had to say, like, okay, there is a line here and we can't help with certain things?
Right, absolutely. So, you know, we've tried to make sure as much assistance as is feasible is available as easily as possible. But you're right, there's a line. We can't use the CARES Act money to deal with the hurricane. There's obviously some overlap, you know, so we needed some PPE to be able to work with folks impacted by the hurricane. That's a COVID expense, so we're able to cover the PPE. But as far as debris removal, that's not something that the CARES Act can pay for. Now we're working with FEMA to get those kind of costs covered, but there is a distinction there. And so I've had people call and say, you know, my house was flooded, and I absolutely hate to hear that. That's the worst phone call I can have.
Yeah.
Listening to someone whose home flooded. But the CARES Act can't provide funding for that. We're working to get resources available as they come down from FEMA, but the CARES Act can't do that. The CARES Act can't cover lost government revenue. So I've had a few phone calls a few months ago, and then a few recently, where folks say, can we use the CARES Act to lower my taxes? Well, The CARES Act can't do that kind of thing, but what it can do is make sure that your tax dollars don't have to be spent on PPE. Make sure that your tax dollars don't have to be spent on sanitization equipment, because that funding is already coming from the federal government. So there is a distinction, but Ruthie, I think the county has done a phenomenal job in making sure that we're covering those unbudgeted expenses as quickly as possible with CARES Act funding.
That is such a great point about, you know, if tax dollars don't have to be spent on the PPE and the sanitation, there is, you know, federal funds set aside for that. I think that can make people feel pretty good, you know, which we all need things to feel good about.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, everyone's economy has been impacted to some extent by the pandemic. And while we wish the CARES Act money could pay for a little bit more, it is a bit of a relief to know that your local tax dollars don't have to pay for PPE and the cost of the response, because the CARES Act money is available to do just that.
And what are your thoughts on the individual FEMA assistance? Are you hopeful? Are you optimistic?
We are hopeful, but we just don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the nature of a disaster, and you know, just the speed that the federal government can move. This has been a unique year in that there has been a major disaster declaration for COVID-19 in you know, all 50 states and 7 territories. We got the wildfires going on out west, and then a record number of landfalling tropical systems. So FEMA has to move slow just based on the nature of the workload. So we're hopeful that that might happen, but we just don't know at this point, and so we don't want to promise something that's outside of our control.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that it's easy sometimes to feel, in the pandemic, it was like, this is everyone. Everyone's affected.
Right.
With the hurricane, obviously, it was very localized, and especially here to us. But there are still other things going on. Like you mentioned, the wildfires. Like, FEMA is across the nation, so they have to, you know, distribute as they see fit, and can't just, because it's been frustrating to just not understand why. Like, why are we not qualifying? What other boxes do we need to check? But I do love that our community, in the meantime, will take care of each other the best that we can, even if that, you know, designation doesn't come down from FEMA.
Absolutely.
There's lots of resources. We
Absolutely.
Can still help.
That's right. And Ruthie, one of the things that I would implore residents to do in regards to the hurricane, we're still trying to ask folks to let us know about the damage they experienced. That helps us paint a complete picture for the federal government as we petition them to potentially provide individual assistance. So on our website, again, santarosa.fl.gov, towards the middle of the page, right next to the COVID link, there's a link that says Citizen Damage Report. You can fill that out, indicate where your home is, provide pictures if you have them, even dollar figures if you've been able to get that yet. And that really helps us paint a picture to the federal government of exactly what happened. And so that's so important, not just for individuals, but on a community level, to help us document your damage from the hurricane. Ruthie, I think I failed to mention, but in addition to calling the 211 line, the American Red Cross is available, 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767. 1-800-733-2767. That's the Red Cross. They're available now. That's a great resource to call if people have questions related to the hurricane.
Very good. So we've got Red Cross. We've got 211 with United Way. You can check out the santarosa.fl.gov. Especially if you're documenting your hurricane damage, that can be really helpful and hopefully getting some more resources. But just in general, good for us to know, like, what was the extent? Just have that good data. And just in our last couple minutes here, Jared, is there anything else that you would really just want to hit home for everyone?
Ruthie, absolutely. I just think people continually need to hear that the county has taken the time and the effort to make sure that assistance is available in a meaningful way for folks that were impacted by the pandemic and for folks that are continuing to be impacted by the pandemic. So if you have a need, be it housing, utilities, food, small business need, contact 211, call 211. It's 3 numbers, easy to remember. Don't call 911, call 211.
Yes, that's the big difference there.
Call 211, let them know you're a Santa Rosa County resident, you've been impacted by the pandemic. They'll point you in the right direction. Specifically, if you're a small business, we have a program open now that closes on October 16th. We have grant funding for small businesses, so santarosaready.com, and check out our website, santarosa.gov.